You are listening to WLMC, Landmark College Radio in Putney, Vermont. Tonight, once again, we are going to be playing some Dungeons and the Dragons. You can hear all that in the headphone?
I mean, is there a way to boost the headphone volume?
Yes, there is.
Oh, cool. I can hear
Is that better?
Yes. All right, I can hear myself in the microphone now. That's great.
Neat.
Okay, you can hear us over here, right?
Yeah, I can hear you and Travis. Rosie?
Lovely.
Ethan, say something.
Sound test.
Yeah, you're good.
You did okay. Say something.
Yeah, how dare you not literally say the word something?
Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Anyways, we're, again, Dungeons and Dragons. Where did we leave off again?
Well, you just walked into a room, and there were some goblins and wolves who don't like the cut of your jib.
Oh, by the way, my friend said they could hear you just fine.
Like it must have been the microphone.
I turned the microphone volume up.
Yeah.
The headphone volume up,
they
I mean.
They were saying it was fine the entire time. Also, quick round of introductions.
Yes, have we said where we are on... we did, yeah, never mind. Okay, yes, let's start with Travis.
Hello, I am Travis Rousset. I am playing the character, the Kenku Bard, Quill. Kenku are bird people.
Without wings.
All right, I will go next. I am Rosie. I am playing Narissa, a tiefling, descendant from devils. Draconic sorcerer, meaning she has dragon magic. I said her name, right?
Yes, you said Narissa's
name. Okay, cool.
I am Ethan. I am playing an Owlin rogue, and Owlins are owl people.
With wings.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, and I am Marcus, and I am playing a bugbear fighter.
What's his name, Marcus?
All right, his name is Bodhidar.
And what's a bugbear?
Basically, I think it's like big, hairy guy. I don't really know enough to describe like what they look like and stuff, but
they're like Sasquatch crossed with a goblin.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm playing Sinnott Nodhurg, the half-elf warlock. I made a pact with a god, and now I got my powers.
Isn't it with a celestial, or does God work too?
Like, technically, whatever is the answer that I know.
He's like a cleric, but cooler and with extra steps.
Given I'm the only person in this room who doesn't usually wear glasses, does anyone with glasses in here have a glasses cleaner?
No,
not with me.
I usually just use my shirt.
Okay, I'm apparently going to use the bottom of my dress for this.
Very nice.
I don't usually wear glasses, but I'm an old lady, so computer glasses it is.
She says to the five people wearing glasses.
Yep.
Four people.
Four other people.
Four people, Travis.
There's five people in this room.
I know how to count.
I don't usually wear glasses, though. This is just the I need to read something or I'm going to be looking at my computer for a while and don't want a headache.
Yep.
So your old lady glasses.
Yes, exactly. That's why I said it.
So a more in-depth recap of last session. You entered a cave, met some wolves, and saved one of your two employers, Sildar Hallwinter, from being killed by goblins. Then you continued through the cave until you came across the scene that's in front of you now, which I will re-describe. This cavern is half filled with two large pools of water. A narrow waterfall high in the eastern wall feeds the pool, which drains out the western end of the chamber to form the stream that flows from the cave mouth below. Low fieldstone walls serve as dams holding the water in. A wide exit stands to the south, while two smaller passages lead west. The sound of the waterfall echoes through the cavern, making it difficult to hear. And you find yourself staring at three goblins and two wolves. And we've already rolled initiative, which means it's time to start the fight. Travis, you will be going first. What do you do?
I'm looking at the map. I'm going to yell insults.
Okay, there's 5 targets to yell insults at. Which one do you yell at?
The goblin in front of us.
Okay, it's got to make a wisdom saving throw. It rolled a 14.
It is, my thing is a 14.
Then you fail to insult it.
Aw.
What do you say when you fail to insult it?
You look like you were drawn with my left hand. Oh, wait, I can't draw. So that doesn't... Shoot.
Yeah, you start insulting it, then you start muttering to yourself.
And then I'm gonna... I'll give Bazidar Bardic Inspiration.
Great. For what does that mean?
Basically, what it means is I can say something inspirational to one of my allies, and for the next 10 minutes, before the DM has concluded whether a check has failed or not, they can add is it 1d4 or is there advantage?
It's a d6, I believe.
Or d6.
Yeah, to clarify, whenever you're making an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw, in the next 10 minutes, you can add the Bardic Inspiration die to one of those rolls.
What he said.
Very well. It is now time for the wolves to get in on the action. This wolf here is going to move and attack Sildar. That is a total... the other wolf is going to move here before the first one attacks, so they're both now next to Sildar, who is blocking the entryway so that no enemies can get to the rest of you. Let's see. So since there's two allies within since there's a second ally within 5 feet of the creature that the wolf is attacking, it gains advantage on the roll. Okay, that is a total of... 22 to hit Sildar. So he's got his chainmail and a shield, giving him an AC of 18. He's going to take the damage. That is 7 points of damage to Sildar, and now he needs to make a strength saving throw. He succeeds on the throw and is not knocked prone. The second wolf attempts to do the same thing. That is a 17 from the wolf, which will miss Sildar. Up next, we have Ethan.
Okay. Since Sildar is an ally, I can move into his space, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to move into his space and attack with my rapier.
All right. Which one of the two wolves in front of you are you attacking? The one more to the north or the one directly in front of you?
The one directly in front of me.
All right.
I just like to point out that on the way the names are overlapping, on roll 20, it looks like under Boomy it says Bum Winter.
It does.
Yes.
Thank you for your input, Travis. What did you roll to hit?
I rolled a 16.
That hits. Are you adding sneak attack to this damage?
Yes.
All right, that'll be 1d6 plus 1d8 plus your dexterity modifier.
All right. Where are my d8s? There they are. That is, I believe, 15.
That is a dead wolf.
Nice.
Woo!
Congratulations. I hope you're proud of yourself. Will you do anything with your bonus action?
We established that you're letting me attack with my offhand, right?
I am, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to attack the other wolf with my dagger.
Great.
That is 14.
That hits the wolf. Please roll damage. Just 1d4 plus nothing.
Mm-hmm. 2.
Wait, Rapier did 1d4?
No, this is his offhand attack with his dagger.
Ah, okay, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
He already did 15 damage with the rapier.
Sorry, I was distracted. Surprise!
Okay. On this podcast? No way.
That couldn't be us.
Rosie, take your turn, please.
Freeze. No way.
Actually, real quick, Ethan, you can't end your turn in the same space as Sildar.
Oh, right. I'll have to move back again.
You could move one forward. Since there's no longer a wolf in that spot.
True. I'll do that then.
All right then. Rosie, what does Nerissa do?
One moment, shenanigans are happening.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let me see. Let me put my glasses on. Okay.
Huh.
Nice glasses, by the way.
Thank you. My mom got me a whole group of reading glasses, and this is one of them. I can't see anything from where I am, can I?
No. Speaking of which, Quill can't see anything, period, because it's completely dark, and he doesn't have dark vision. Technically, he wouldn't have been able to insult that goblin.
Well, let's see if that's fixable. Do I have anything that can make things a little brighter?
I mean, Sinnott has the light spell. But you didn't want him to cast it earlier.
Well, you'll cast it on your turn then. Can I see anything now?
No, I don't think so. Let me... No, that goblin's like...
How? I can't move anywhere where I can see anything.
There's like a wall right there, so like... Anyone past like Bozhadar can't see anything.
Could I come here?
Yeah, you could come there.
Okay. So that way I can at least see a goblin and a wolf. That's
it. An uninjured goblin and a slightly injured wolf.
You know what? I can do that.
Great.
We are going to... We're going to chill touch. Why not?
Which one are you chill touching?
How is the wolf looking?
Mostly uninjured. It's taken 2 points of damage.
Oh dear. Okay. Then I might aim for the goblin instead to try and kill it.
All right. Please make me a spell attack roll against the goblin.
Alrighty. That is 15 plus 7. I don't want to do math.
Yeah, a 22 super hits it. Please roll me a d8 of necrotic damage.
1.
Okay.
It got poked.
Yeah, you poke it with a tiny spectral hand, and it's surprised more than anything.
I know it's not relevant, but apparently the Pink Panther doesn't become public domain until 2060, unfortunately.
Shucks.
Bozhadar,
it's your turn. Now, from where you are, you can hit both the wolf and the goblin.
Yeah. Can I... Yeah. Can I attack the goblin?
You may attack the goblin, yes.
Yep. And then... I should know this, but now d20 for hit, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Roll it a 2, which is plus...
No.
That did not hit.
No.
Not hit?
This
no.
Does not hit, no.
That did not hit.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's goblin time.
Whoa.
Let's see. Boomy.
Yep.
The one directly in front of you is going to try and stab you.
Yeah, I figured.
Uh,
Does a 10 miss you?
Yes.
Thought so. Okay, then. The one slightly farther away from you, and to the south a bit, is going to try and shoot you with a short bow.
Yeah.
Does a 16 hit?
Yes, that meets my AC.
Then that means it hits you. You're going to take 4 points of damage.
Ouch.
Ouch indeed.
That was one third of my health.
Ouch indeed. The third goblin is going to shoot at Sildar and miss and then run out of the room.
That's worrying.
It is now Sildar's turn. Sildar is going to move up and attempt to attack the wolf to the north. That is a 18 to hit the wolf, which it does. He deals 5 points of slashing damage to the wolf. The wolf is now bloodied. Hmm. He attacks the wolf again. That is an 11 to hit the wolf, which misses.
Wait, is it your character's turn?
It's Sildar Hallwinter's turn.
Ah, okay. I was asking because on your character... Oh, his name is escaping me. I'm so sorry.
Sinnott. It's on...
On Sinnott's turn, he needs to cast light, so that way, Boomy, no,
Gunther,
Quill.
Gunther.
That's the Gunther's wrong campaign. A different
person. Anyways, Sildar's going to move back a space. I moved Boomy back because Sildar's on the...
I'm the one without any dark vision.
Yes. Okay, the goblin, it's cocked because everything's...
How useless.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling.
The goblin misses.
Can't fly, can't see in the dark.
Yeah. What can you do?
Can't even insult.
Yeah, apparently not.
All right, folks. It is now Sinnott's turn. Quill, what's an item you're carrying? Quill.
It's okay, we
Travis,
love you anyway.
Travis, pay attention. What's an item you're carrying?
Just a random item?
Yeah, what's something you'd want to start glowing?
My quill.
Cool. Sinnott's going to cast light on your quill.
Wait, are you holding your quill right
now,
though?
Yes, he's holding his quill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it your dagger, too?
No.
I don't think Daniel would let it be.
I wouldn't.
So no.
Sad.
Anyways, it now has a radius of 10-foot radius of bright light and an additional 10 feet of dim light coming from it.
Just for the audience's knowledge, these mics, because me and Travis are sharing a mic, so we're moving it back and forth, it is so squeaky.
I don't think they really hear it.
They don't. That's what Rosie has to tell them.
They don't, but I do, and it is so distracting, just squeak, squeak.
I feel that. As the other person who has to deal with it, I feel that.
Please don't make it unlistenable for the people in the studio as well.
What?
Huh?
Travis, anything within
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anything within the box around you, you can see. Whoa. Otherwise, you are blind.
Uh-oh. Roll 20 is being annoying for me, because I cannot see the glowing box of light. Or can only Travis see the glowing
only
box?
Only Travis can see it. Yeah, I set it up so only Travis can see it, because the rest of you don't need to see it.
Okay, I was worried that I was meant to be seeing something
and
didn't, because that normally means roll 20 needs to be restarted.
Mm-hmm. I can see up to here if there wasn't a wall. I can see up to here on roll 20. This is not something that the listeners can see, but I'm pointing out where I can see if there wasn't a wall in the way.
Great, it's your turn.
Cool. I'm going to move... Can I move here? No.
I don't know, you haven't indicated anywhere.
Oh, here.
You'd have to go around all the way, climb back down, go all the round together, okay, and then climb up those stairs. Not this turn.
Yeah, okay. you do it in a couple turns.
Okay.
But
here's the thing: would a wolf be susceptible to a wisdom check?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm going to use vicious mockery on the wolf.
Okay, insult the dog.
Out of Quill's mouth. Since Kenku can, technically speaking, the only way they speak is by repeating noises they've heard. And so through his mouth, you just hear the most vicious dog barking you've ever heard just coming out of his mouth. And it's not like he's like opening up and closing, it's just like opened up like a speaker, and just you hear vicious dog barking.
The wolf fails. Roll a d4.
Vicious barkery.
Oh, I missed up. I rolled a 3.
Cool. It seems to have hurt the wolf's feelings a lot.
Very good. It was a very naughty wolf.
Yeah.
It's it just translates out to bad boy.
essentially.
It's the wolf's turn. It can't get at the person who just insulted it, so it's going to get a lash out of the thing that's nearest to it. Boomy. I presume a 18 hits you.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Please make me a strength saving throw.
Wonderful. That's a natural 20.
Great. You are not knocked prone when the wolf bites you for 6 points of damage. You may take your turn now.
Hold on, let me just update my health.
You can update it to bad.
Not great.
It's updated to 2.
Yikes.
Oh dear.
Suffering.
Maybe someone should heal him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Hang on.
Maybe the person...
You cannot see it, but I am... I'm poking Travis in the cheek.
Maybe someone with more than one spell slot per rest should heal him.
I only have one left, and I wasn't thinking about it. I'll do it next turn, if it gets to that.
Well, okay, if Quill survives till next turn, you'll heal him. Because remember, you've used all of your hit dice during your short rest. Okay, Ethan, what do you do during your turn?
I am attacking the wolf.
With what?
With...
Oh, sorry, I just realized it shouldn't have had advantage to hit you because it failed its wisdom save.
Don't you mean with your sharp point? You have a rapier. Sharp, pokey thing.
Yeah, it still hit you, Ethan.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, my vicious barkery did not help.
Okay, so you've got your dagger and your rapier. What do you attack it with?
I'm gonna attack with my rapier.
Okay.
Twenty-four.
The wolf's dead. It has 1 hit point left.
Great.
Are you going to bonus action attack the goblin down?
Yep.
All right.
Twenty-one.
That hits. Please roll me 1d4 plus nothing.
4.
Cool. Yo. The goblin is now bloodied.
Might be not a bad idea to get out of the range of goblin hitting.
But then I might eat a reaction.
Oh, you're right. I didn't think about that.
Or you could have used your bonus action to disengage.
You can't.
I can't do that yet.
You're not until second level.
Oh. Huh. I haven't been first level in a long time. I'm sorry.
Anyways, it's now time for Bozhidar.
Dun, dun, dun.
Beat his ass. is that
one of the words we're not allowed to say?
That's not one of the words.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That
was fine.
Yeah. Oh, it's still avoid it, but I still would have, but
okay,
like.
Then. Sorry.
Yeah, specifically not on the explicit tag on iTunes. So don't make us on the explicit tag. So what are you doing on your turn, Marcus?
Does Blood and Gore put you on the explicit tag?
I don't know, and I don't want to find out.
We're playing D&D.
Yeah.
Anyways, Marcus.
I know that should know this by now, but again, for hitting it, d20 plus what?
Your strength modifier plus
proficiency bonus. That's what I thought. Strength modifier proficiency.
You've got it written down on your sheet.
Yes, it's a 14.
Okay, 14. Is that total?
That is total.
Okay, let me check what the goblin's AC is. You missed the goblin.
Okay.
Now, actually, you could have used your bardic inspiration there if you didn't think 14 was high enough.
Yeah, I could have.
All right. That makes it.
You didn't really have time to use it either because you said the answer.
I mean, he could have, after seeing it was 14, he could have said, I want to use my bardic inspiration.
Right.
Anyways. Hey, Boomy.
Yep.
There's a goblin in front of you.
There is.
That's cocked. Does a 9 hit you?
No, it doesn't.
Good.
Oh, thank God.
Let's see. This other goblin's going to come over here and shoot its short bow at Sildar. That is an 18 to hit Sildar. So it hits Sildar.
Not Sildar.
3 points of damage to Sildar. All right. Speaking of Sildar. Sildar's going to move up next to you, Boomy, and attack the goblin. That's not fine. That is a 13 to hit the goblin, which misses. Second attack. That is a modified 20 to hit the goblin, which does hit. He rolls... Oh, wait, he's using one of the short swords, not his long sword. He rolls... 5 points of damage to the goblin, which kills it.
Whoa.
Yeah. As a reminder, who's currently carrying the potion of healing that you got from Yumik?
I think I am.
Cool.
I didn't write that down. That's my fault.
Hold on. I thought we gave one to Boomy.
Oh, did we?
How many did we get?
I was gonna take one because I'm the healer, but then someone mentioned, well, we should give it to someone who can't heal,
Yeah,
we should. Okay, guys, we gotta start putting stuff in the shared inventory on the Google Drive.
I would have, but mine just glitched out and refused to let me scroll across the screen. So,
anyways,
I have a notes app on my phone that has my inventory in it, and it was not given to me.
Then who got it?
Bozidar, then?
I don't think Bozidar had it.
Did we feed it to what's his face?
Sildar?
No. There was an extra one.
Might have been.
Might have actually, I think you did give it to Sildar. That doesn't sound correct to me.
No, I don't think we used it.
No, you healed.
Wait. Okay, so. Sinnott held. Okay.
And he lost. That was using his last spell slot.
Right, his only spell slot. Anyways. Yes, okay, so let's just say that Boomy has it. You can use it as a you can use a bonus action to drink it on your turn, Boomy.
Okay, I guess I have a healing potion now.
Just take the free HP.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
No, it does the opposite of that. You're thinking of a potion of harming.
Sure.
Yo, like in Minecraft?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's now Sinnott's turn. He's going to cast Eldritch Blast against the goblin.
Why are you standing, Travis?
Because I felt like standing. Don't ask me.
That's cocked.
That's fair.
That is a 14 to hit the goblin, which misses. So that's the end of Sinnott's turn. Back to Travis.
Cool. Boomy, would you still like healing?
Yes, I would.
Okay, then I'm going to cast Cure Wounds. on.
Okay, you have to be physically next to
him. You have to be able to touch him.
I move here.
Okay, yep. You have the movement to do that.
Here, this is what I meant. Okay, and now cool. I'm going to cast Cure Wounds.
Okay, which... that will be 1d8 plus your Charisma modifier.
Cool. Where's the d8? There's the d8. That is 7.
You regain 7 hit points, Boomy.
Yay.
Do you do anything with your bonus action, Quill?
I don't think we're in a position where another Bardic Inspiration is going to be needed.
All right.
So, I'll leave it for now.
Great. That brings us to... not the wolves anymore. They're all dead. So, Ethan.
I'm going to attack with my short bow. The final goblin there.
You may do that. That hits. Please roll me 1d6 plus your dexterity modifier. No allies are within 5 feet of it, so you don't get sneak attack.
That is 7 damage.
It's a dead goblin.
Yay.
Congratulations, you've killed all the goblins.
I'm pretty sure that's copyrighted.
We've been over this already. We went over it on the first episode.
Sad.
I just did the first noise that came to my head. I don't.
It's how about when a noise comes to your head that's like slightly musical? Don't do it.
How dare. Both my parents majored in music, and you're telling me not to do music? I've never
not
been so
do music on our D&D podcast.
Do not do copyrighted music on our D&D podcast. If you know any fair use songs, go right ahead.
If anyone listening in who has ways to contact us has some free or fair use songs that they would like Travis to randomly hum on air, tell us.
I mean, I know songs that technically aren't copyright, but are copyrighted, but the owner has or author composer has explicitly said that people can use them.
Don't sing anything from Undertale. I don't want to get caught up in that mess.
Nintendo usually doesn't care about their music.
Don't mess with Nintendo.
Yeah.
That is the one thing where Nintendo's copyright doesn't care is when it comes to the you just playing their music.
Travis, don't mess with Nintendo.
I'm not trying to.
My point still stands. Thanks, Avi. I'm going to give no context to that, but thank you.
Meh.
All right, what do you do now that you have de-goblined this room?
We should probably chase after that one that ran away.
All right.
Probably.
Is this the place it ran away to?
It ran up the stairs to the south.
I was thinking we just wanted to go there anyway because we need to finish clearing this space out.
Yeah.
And we still haven't found the bugbear who's not our bugbear, but a different bugbear who's evil.
Clarg.
That totally made sense.
that's the bugbear's name.
I mean, have you ever met a Clarg before? How would they know? How would the audience know that Clarg is a name?
Because
also, I was referencing what I was saying, not you. Because that was a great jumble of words that left my mouth.
I see. So then, would you like to go into the next room? Okay, who's going first?
Yeah, we should be careful going into the next room. Put the people who can take a hit in front, so Balsadar.
Oh. And also Sildar.
And you, Narissa.
Yeah.
Narissa cannot take a hit. She can resist.
Narissa, what's your hit points?
10.
Yeah, okay, so you've got more than Boomy right now. What's your hit points?
9, max.
Yeah, okay, so... Yeah, the only person who's not built for melee combat that has more hit points than you is Sinnott.
Nerissa also has the highest AC here, other than the NPC dude.
Which is mostly what I was referring to.
Yeah.
Also, I've been told that House of the Rising Sun is copyright free. I don't know. Cool. I can't remember what that's from.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh. Okay.
Not Clint McElroy?
No. Anyways.
Oh, shame.
I'm just going to move everyone's tokens. Right. Quill should definitely not go in first since he can't see.
I have a light, but you're still not wrong.
Can only see for 40 feet.
Only 20 feet, I believe it. No, sorry.
20.
I was thinking of a different thing. That you're correct.
Well, you can also see in the dim light, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that is 20 feet.
20, that's what I meant.
There, it's 10 feet around me that I can see in bright light, and 20.
I might be misremembering what light
is. 10 more after that. That's dim.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I got confused, and I thought it was 20 bright light, 20 dim light. But no, it's 20 total.
I'm just checking.
It doesn't help that we can't actually see this bubble.
Oh, no, it is 20 feet bright light, then 20 feet dim.
See, that's what I thought.
Right, no, I was thinking...
I'm clairvoyant.
So the artificers... the artificer has a thing that makes bright light for 10 feet, then dim light for another 10 feet. So I was thinking of that.
Got hit with Apollo's dodgeball
of
prophecy.
There's so much light. None of my screen, it does not have yellow tint on it.
Yep, except for your Google Doc on the side that says don't swear.
I don't know what you're talking about. No one has sworn on this podcast.
No, I've heard from...
There is no swearing in Bossing Say.
No. Of course not.
Black Betty is also copyright free.
Oh my gosh, I also have the Avatar reference name. I forgot.
Man. Anyways, so... You head into the room and see this. Sacks and crates of looted provisions are piled in the south end of this large cave. To the west, the floor slopes toward a narrow opening that ascends into darkness. A larger opening leads north down a set of natural stone steps, and the roar of falling water echoes from beyond. In the middle of the cavern, the coals of a large fire smolder. I need everyone to make me a perception check, please. And I will ask you for your result, and please give it to me at that time, not before.
I got a 3.
I just told you not to tell me.
Wait.
I just told you not to tell me.
I was paying too much attention to rolling dice. Okay. I like to hear the little...
Okay.
Or whatever you want to...
the clatter.
Travis.
Did not finish that.
Okay, so 3, 8... Ethan?
Whatever you want to call that
4.
Sound. There
so 3,
you go.
8, 4. Marcus?
Hmm?
Marcus, what did you get for your perception check?
4, yeah. 11.
Okay, Sinnott got a modified 20.
Oh, my goodness.
And Sildar got an 11. All you see in this room is a large wolf-like creature.
You didn't ask for my number.
You said you got a 4.
No, I did not.
What did you get?
I got an 18.
Cool. All that you all see in this room is a large wolf-like creature trying to hide behind some crates.
Oh, the big baby. That's probably going to try and eat us, but oh, the big baby.
Yeah.
Especially with the name that we can see.
I'm
sure it's going to rip us apart. Or at least attempt to.
What are you talking about, Travis?
Yeah, no.
I see is a big puppy.
A puppy large enough for you to ride.
Whoa.
So then, do you enter the cavern?
I feel like we have to.
Right. Sildar whispers to you.
Well, they can't say we could turn around.
Sildar whispers to everyone. This is where the supplies were taken to. We must retrieve them.
Yeah, I figured. That's not in character, by the way. Boomy is absolutely down.
Okay. All right. So Sildar is going to start going in. Does anyone follow him?
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
I would guess all of us.
All yeah, right. I don't see any reason why one of us wouldn't follow in.
Mm-hmm. Great. Can everyone move your tokens into the room?
Yep, working on it.
Here comes the... No, wait, that's also copyrighted.
Really? Are Beatles songs still copyright?
Yeah, they were only from the 60s.
That has been 60 years.
Yeah, it's like death plus 40 years. Not all of them are dead yet.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, it's...
You have Black Betty. Instead, sing Black Betty.
That's copyrighted.
Not according to Google.
Okay.
Yes, I'll totally sing this song that I definitely know.
It's like, whoa, Black Betty, bam a dam.
Well, I mean, Daniel clearly has it down. I there's no need for me to sing. I will say, me singing is on brand for the bard.
Mm-hmm. I'd like but... No, Let's not have you sing. Unless you can make your own music.
It is copyrighted.
Darn. Well, no, I can say damn. Damn.
Yeah, damn, perfectly fine. Same with hell.
Hi, hell, if you are listening.
Yeah, well, yeah, what ring are you listening from?
Anyways, cool. All of you are surprised by the appearance of three goblins and a bugbear.
Yeah.
But your characters are. You might not be.
Huh.
A bugbear that's not Bossidar.
Yeah, Squill's first gasp was at Bossidar.
All right. Everyone, please roll initiative again.
And
don't tell me
20.
Until I ask for it. For reals this time.
Mm-hmm. Too late.
I said it before you said not to, so...
Well, I didn't hear you.
What?
Don't keep doing that joke. It's going to get less and less funny, Marcus.
Oh, I've been doing this joke with my family for years.
Well, are we your family?
No, this is like... I've done this joke with anyone I know for years, and it's always funny. So
yeah,
it's
funny every time. Okay.
I think it's just you, Daniel.
Well, I'll take this onus. As he ambushes you, Clarg yells, "Who dares oppose Clarg?"
An 18 really wasn't enough to sense any of them?
Yeah, the lowest one was a 25. So the lowest one was a natural 1 from Ripper. Then we had a 25 from the goblins, and then a natural 20 plus a high number from Clarg.
Oh, dear.
So nice. The only one they could tell was the giant-ass dog. I feel like that makes a bit of sense.
As I said, the only thing you see is a dog, is a giant dog, failing to hide. Also, feel free to keep talking amongst yourselves while I'm figuring out an issue so we don't have any dead air.
Cool. I'm currently working on a pet project of mine where I'm designing a grove for one of my druids. And I'm trying to figure out how to do this because, oh dear. This is more complicated than I thought. Maybe a table? I'm trying to figure out something to put next to a bed as like a bedside table, but I...
So not a nightstand?
Well, a nightstand works too, but I have not found a nightstand as an option.
Look for like an end table.
I typed in the word knight, and it gave me a bunch of gear for for, well, knights.
Just look up ends at table.
Yeah,
I built an end table once.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's made of cherry wood.
Nice. That's
fun.
Mm-hmm.
That did not bring up anything either. Oh, dear.
It's sitting in my bedroom at home right now.
I was actually about to ask him, like, were you talking about, like, a Minecraft joke or something?
Yeah, no, I made an actual end table in high school.
Tell me you didn't make a cherry wood table in the end.
Okay, Travis, what did you get for initiative?
Nat 20. Plus 2, so 22.
Okay.
Rolling a nat 20 on initiative.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me?
Yes, what did you get?
I got a 16.
Thank you. What did Boomy get?
I got a 14, I believe. Yes.
All right, Marcus?
I got an 8.
Okay. Travis, I'm going to need you to roll me a d20.
18.
Cool.
I needed help grabbing my tiny flashlight because I have one.
Very nice.
Nice. Did everyone need to know that?
Bill, yes, because...
Yes.
Yes, because I needed to actually see the numbers on one of my dice.
Okay.
Because otherwise I cannot see it, so if you hear clicking like this... It is me turning on and off my little flashlight so I can read this D20.
Yeah, there's surprisingly little light in this radio studio.
Yes. Also, you might hear my fan because I brought a little fan because it gets hot in here.
I'm not picking anything up on the microphone front.
That's great.
I don't think it is coming from that.
Okay, cool. I wasn't sure.
I'm going to put the microphone right up to the fan.
Yes, no, please carve into the phone with the fan.
I mean, at least it won't be dead silence. It'd be background noise.
Yeah.
The worst background noise. It's like a mosquito buzzing inside of your ear.
Fans are not bad background noise.
No, fans aren't, but fans like clicking on something are.
Fans what?
Like if you put like something in the fan so its blades click on it.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
It'll be like...
We weren't trying to do that.
I was just trying to put it up to the fan so you could hear the fan.
I was suggesting carving off the foam on the microphone with it.
Huh. Are we fighting something?
I mean, if you want to pay for
it. We are, but I've been writing down everyone's initiative, Marcus.
Yeah.
It was honestly more like a, am I hearing things kind of buzz?
That's great. Good to know.
All right, Travis, you go first in initiative. On the first turn of combat, you are no longer surprised, and your turn ends. It's now the goblins.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Also, important information, I have a little car mouse, and the headlights light up.
Whoa.
That's important.
Yeah, very important.
Yes.
Boomy.
Because it's super cute. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mom.
That's a... that landed weird. That is a 22 to hit you.
Yeah.
You take 6 points of damage from the scimitar of this goblin.
Ouch.
Let's see. Now Sildar is being attacked. That is an 18 to hit him, which matches his AC, so he takes the damage. For 4 points of damage. He's starting to look bad. And finally,
Who's looking bad?
Sildar is.
He's it's funny that I'm asking that, because I can't do anything about it. I'm not playing a healer this time.
I mean, both healers are out of spell slots, so...
No, so Sinnott gets a spell slot back every short rest.
Oh, never mind. Sinnott has a spell slot.
Bozidar, I'm going to assume a 7 misses you.
Yeah.
Great.
I say, if you have spell slots to burn that aren't for our non-healers here, use them. That's probably just me.
It's just you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I have no magic.
I have plan. We'll be fine.
Great. It's now Ripper's turn. Ripper did not successfully hide, so he does not get to participate in the surprise round.
I'm so sad.
Then it's Sidhar's turn. Sidhar is no longer surprised. It's now Clarg. The time is Clarg.
Oh, no.
It's Clargin time.
Clarg's all over the place.
Best part.
Whenever we find someone with a weird name, we're going to make that joke.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Who do you think we are? Gen Z?
Yes.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah. I said that wrong, but I was going to do it anyway, because I can.
Trying to use this mic for two people at once is kind of a weird experience.
It could be worse.
Rosie.
Yes.
There is a javelin coming at you.
Oh, dear.
Does a 19 hit you?
Yes, it does, unfortunately.
Okay. You are going to take...
I should really get mage armor. That would help. Because that plus on armor defense from being a sorcerer would be...
What did you say your max HP were?
10. What did you do?
I have dealt you 17 points of damage.
So you almost one-shot me.
Yes.
Good lord.
Sorry. but you are unconscious now.
I am aware. I'm going to figure out how to put the little I'm unconscious marker on me.
Okay.
I remember now. I did have a healing potion, and I used it to bring someone all the way back to full HP after, if I believe.
Cool.
Separately from spell slot.
Cool.
Doesn't matter.
Nerissa, at the start of your turn, please make me a death save.
All right.
That's the wrong one. That's for being dead. This was the one for being unconscious.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah, you're not dead. You're just unconscious.
I'm asking if you want me to make the thing now.
Yeah, death save now. Yeah.
I saved.
Okay, cool. You're also no longer surprised.
Glory.
Ethan, you're no longer surprised. Marcus, you're no longer surprised.
Whoa.
I mean, regardless, you definitely weren't surprised anymore. Uh-huh. It's kind of be surprised unconscious.
No, you can be unconscious and surprised.
Yeah. Shush. You're knocked unconscious and are no longer surprised.
Back to the top of initiative with Travis.
Okay.
I just saw the bugbear impale Nerissa.
Yes, and I have no spell slots left.
Well then, do what you're best at.
Insult Clarg.
Very good. Make Clarg make a wisdom saving throw. Clarg has rolled an 8.
Okay, that hits. Let me decide. I'm just going to do what I did previously and a loud incorrect buzzer.
Clarg is displeased by the noise made by the bird.
Are we fighting the boulder?
You need to have him refer to himself as the Clarg. I did 2 damage.
Now that the horn lady is dealt with, get the bird.
I had a question. I forgot it.
Okay.
The shock of fighting the boulders too much.
Shock of fighting the boulder was too much for the little devil lady.
Says a goblin. Which one? The owl one or the one without wings?
Ouch.
The one the one which makes the annoying noises. Clark wishes it to be gone from his sight.
Question. My only question, though, for Quill is where did they pick up the buzzer noise?
Who's to know? They were on a game show. Well, you see, it's like
that's a 19
stage
to hit you, Travis.
Huh?
That's a 19 to hit you.
Oh yeah.
You take 6 points of damage.
Ow! Ah, not my eyes.
You say, I presume you say that as an arrow strikes you.
You know, I wasn't thinking about it, but sure, let's go with that.
A 21 hits you.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah?
That's 3 points of damage.
Oh, okay. I'm out.
You're
I'm
unconscious? Okay.
Whoa.
Wow. Also, so a 19 hit me, but a 20... Actually, did you know? 21 doesn't actually hit. 19 did, but 21? Strangely enough.
Boomy.
This combat is going really badly for...
There's a goblin attacking you.
Wonderful.
This. Hopefully we don't start this campaign with an
accidental
TPK. That is
only
TPK.
A 10. That misses
you. Yeah, I was going to say, are we about to party wipe?
It's now Ripper's turn.
This doesn't feel like a level 1 combat.
I forgot to roll for Sildar. Whoops. Oh, Sildar got very bad. So he just goes at the end after Marcus. Anyways, Ripper is attacking Sildar. Ripper has missed Sildar with an 11.
Oh, yeah. As I was saying before, we had to play the game. I'd like to imagine that there was an actual like, game show, but it was like a live performance. Like, it was like in a town, and they just did like a theater troupe did game shows. Mm-hmm. How they made the loud buzzer noise... I don't know, but they did, and it's funny.
Quill.
Yes?
You are going to regain 10 hit points.
Cool, I'm back to full.
Nerissa, you are going to regain 5 hit points.
You know what? I can make that work.
Yeah, as he has used his one spell slot per short rest, and the last of his d6 of healing dice he gets per long rest.
Let's make it count.
Yep.
By the way, after... I probably should have done this before this encounter, but after this encounter, gotta play ads.
Yes. Up next we have...
What did you say?
Advertisements.
Advertisements. After this encounter.
I thought you... I misheard it as some weird gerbil close to lay on hands, and I was like, that's not... You're not a paladin, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. No. I'm not talking in character. I'm talking as a radio guy.
Clark is going to step in and say, Clark does not like the glowy man. Clark will defeat him next.
Anyway, Clark doesn't like me make noises. Yeah, well, bleep and do it again.
Clark is disadvantaged on his attack to hit Sidhar because of the noises that Quill made. That is a 11 to hit Sidhar, which does not meet Sinat's 14 armor class.
Doesn't help that your character and the NPC you're playing have very similar first
names. I even wrote it down as Sidhar. What's wrong with me? Sidhar is like an actual name of someone, probably.
Yeah, Sidhar Wallhinter. Wall Hinter.
I thought you did that on purpose.
No, that is that. I think I've made that kind of joke enough times where I'll sometimes just accidentally do it.
Great. It's called a spoonerism. Your turn, Rosie.
Great. I on what's his face? Clark. Well, Clark is going to get witch bolted to the face.
You're going to have to stand up unless you want disadvantage.
Fine.
You spend half your movement standing up.
Okay.
I'll remove the image from your token.
And then I'll
The Calder.
And then I'll back up just a little bit.
Okay, cool. Please make me the spell attack roll against Clark.
Yep, working on it. That is a 19 plus 7.
Yeah, please roll me 1d12 lightning damage.
No, it's 2d12.
2d12 lightning
damage.
That
is the modern spell, which I'm using because it's better.
Okay, you gotta tell me this.
Sorry. Mostly I was reading through the spells, and I was like, huh, why are those marked legacy? And then I looked at the new ones.
For those of you who don't know, in a little under a week, the 2024 rules will be officially adopted.
That is a 12 points of damage.
Are we just going to use a mix of the rules?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's the best option.
Uh-huh. Wizards of the Coast disagrees, but who cares what they have to say?
Wizards does not control us. Yeah.
Wait, really? The people who made the game don't control us?
Who would have thought that a game that where they originally it was explicitly stated that the handbook is a guideline, not a rule book, would be able to change as people want it to.
Clark is looking bad after that attack and says, "The tide of battle is turning against Clark. Attack the demon woman again."
Actually, hold on. Before the end of my turn, because I can still move just a little bit.
Yes.
I am going to move so I have three quarters, I have cover, so by moving here.
Would you like to move more?
Well, where do I need to move to have at least half cover or half cover?
There's a goblin who's looking directly at you.
What about here?
Yeah, okay, no one can see you there.
Yeah, and as long as I continue focusing on the spell, I could just keep popping my head out to shoot lightning.
See who?
Thank you. Anyways, after Rosie is Ethan.
Okay. I'm gonna, Does it cost an action or a bonus action to drink a healing potion?
Bonus action.
Okay.
But we already figured out that the healing potion was drank, so you do not have the potion.
Dang it.
It's Travis's fault.
I assumed you were just going to let him have it.
Well, you assumed wrong.
Clearly. Okay.
I'm sorry, Boomy and Ethan.
Okay, Boomy is going to stab the Clarg.
Not the Clarg.
The Clarg!
That's a natural 20.
Ooh, not the Clargs. You hit him right in the Clargs.
Oof.
You hit Clark.
Does that also double my sneak attack bonus?
It does. So you'll now deal 2d8 plus 2d6 damage to Clark.
Wonderful. You just hit the Clark in the Clark.
No, the modifier's never doubled. Okay. So how much did you do?
Well, now I need to add my 22 points of damage.
How do you kill Clark?
I would like to decapitate him.
That's very impressive to do with a piercing weapon.
Yeah, I was like, with a rapier?
Okay, so I need a ruling on Daniel's part real quick. I switch the target of Witchbolt?
Does it say you can in the spell?
No, but it also doesn't say I can't.
Then you can't. Spells like Hunter's Mark and Hex specifically allow you to do that.
Darn it.
As he falls, as you stab him, he goes, "The Clark falls here." And dies.
Don't cheer yet. We still have multiple goblins. Other things to kill.
Yeah.
Three goblins and Ripper. Boomy, any bonus actions?
I'll stab the goblin next to me.
Great. Make me an attack roll, please.
17?
That hits. Please roll 1d4 plus nothing.
3.
Cool. That's a stabbed goblin.
Cheese
Marcus.
Safe? What is a cheese safe?
It's a safe for your cheese.
What?
It's like a pie safe.
So
but for
remember
cheese.
How I said I'm working on Luna's Grove, one of my druids? In this, it has a bunch of objects that you can place, and I'm looking in cupboards, and there's a cheese safe. That is what this is labeled as.
Yep.
Cheese safe.
I mean, you do need to, like, leave cheese to age, so I assume that's what it is. The why it's referred to as a safe, I don't know. I mean, also, here's another question. Why not?
Anyways, Marcus, what do you do on your turn?
There's a goblin or something in front of me, right?
There is a goblin in front of you, yes.
Can I hit it with my halberd?
You can hit it with your halberd. You can hit goblin you can see in this room with your halberd.
Huh?
Every goblin in this room you can hit with your halberd.
Okay. Yeah.
From where you're standing.
Yeah. Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does hit the goblin.
Whoa.
He's only 1d10 plus your strength modifier, rerolling any ones and twos.
That is a nat one.
So it's one on the d10?
Yeah.
Okay, and you rerolled it already?
That becomes a 4.
Cool. That's a dead goblin.
Nice.
All right.
You keep forgetting that one of the twos are re-rolled.
Especially when I literally just said it moments before you rolled.
Yeah.
Anyways, it is now Sildar's turn. He's going to stab the goblin in front of him. Or at least attempt to. That's a 5 which misses. And then an 18 which does hit. For 4 points of damage. All right. Travis, it's your turn.
Cool. Are either of the two goblins looking any worse than the other?
One is looking slightly worse than the other. One's almost bloodied, and the other is slightly more than bloodied.
And I'm going to insult the one that is slightly more bloodied.
That is the one Sildar just attacked.
Okay. I'm going to Vicious Mockery.
Okay, it's going to make a Wisdom saving throw. It's going to roll a 0.
You're a disappointment. And that is 4 damage.
I am a disappointment.
And it dies. it is now... do you have any bonus actions on your turn?
I'm gonna give Boomy Bardic Inspiration.
All right.
Yay.
Boomy, you now have Bardic Inspiration. It's the one remaining goblin's turn. It's gonna... Bonus action. Disengage. Action. Dash.
Isn't this the one that ran away earlier?
No, that was a different one.
Oh, okay.
Shouldn't that invoke an attack of opportunity
it
for me?
It disengaged.
Oh, right, yeah.
Cool. It's now Ripper's turn. Marcus. Ripper's going to look directly at you and speak in perfect goblin.
Nice.
Saying, "Master is weak and dead. Your new master."
Aww.
Hmm?
We have
Let's adopt him. Let's adopt him.
We have a cute puppy. We are keeping Ripper.
Yeah, puppy.
Puppy.
Master, may I feast on their remains?
Let us check the corpses for stuff first, then yes.
Yeah.
It appears to understand what you're saying.
Aww.
Actually, wait, no, does it?
I mean, it's used to goblins looting corpses, so...
Oh, nope, they only speak goblin and warg.
Oh.
So I translate that back. Basically, yeah, let us. Right?
Can it? The looting, then the eating. Yes, master.
Such a cute puppy. Oh, I'm going to have to learn goblin or warg now. Goblin's probably easier.
Yeah, you physically cannot speak warg.
Fair point.
I could. I'm not going to, but I could.
Okay. Danny, would it now be a good time to stop for a few minutes?
It would be a good time to stop for a few minutes.
Neat. So, one thing that does mean that... the program is not open. Okay, well, once this program opens, we will be taking a short break. There we go. Oh. You are listening to WLMC, Landmark College Radio, here in Putney, Vermont. We are still missing one player in probably the bathroom. But until then,
We're going to turn this, he's a warg, right?
Yeah, he's a warg.
We're going to turn this warg into a pupper.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, good job.
Can we make him level up alongside us?
If someone wants to be in charge of that, yeah.
I mean, I guess I could, but it would make more sense for his owner.
Yeah, but like, I don't want to make Marcus do that.
Yeah, that's also what I'm saying.
Okay.
Marcus, do you have an opinion?
No.
For or against?
Yeah, we're back on air.
Welcome.
Our last player has rejoined.
Aw, how sweet of you all.
Yep. It's given me time to add Ripper to Marcus's journal.
Yay. Big boy. We got ourselves a big boy.
Yep. All right.
It is funny. So not only did we get ourselves a sort of pet of sorts, we got a large one.
Yeah.
Can do combat.
Yeah. What a coincidence.
Was this deliberate?
Yes, actually.
Oh.
Oh. Nah. Yeah.
In the base module, instead of a warg, it's just another wolf.
Ah.
It's still named Ripper.
Ah.
But it's, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, you guys lucked out by never targeting him with damage.
Hmm. Ben just told me that I have joined the Lorge Dog Club.
All right.
And apparently he's not the only one anymore.
Uh-huh. So, during the downtime, the party managed to search through all the supplies here. You found... one second. My mic's misbehaving. Ah.
Oh dear.
Huh?
My microphone's misbehaving. I was trying to move it and misbehaved.
Ah. Sorry.
Yeah, it has a thing on it now. I don't know why, but.
I don't know why either. It's not that it slipped out of the thing holding it.
Mine did that last time.
Yeah, ours keeps moving out, and then we keep pushing it back in to stop it from falling out.
Anyways, yes. So,
probably because we're moving it around a lot.
Yeah, searching through the store, through the captured
Shock.
Supplies, you found the stolen... you found us there. Supplies, the piles and sacks of crates are all marked with the image of a blue lion, who Sildar tells you is the symbol of the Lion Shield Coster a merchant company with a warehouse and trading post in Phandalin. And hidden among these captured supplies? Yes, surprise. Here's some treasure.
Whoa.
You find a chest containing 1,700 copper pieces.
Whoa. We get some booty.
Yes, someone should be putting this on the document.
Yeah, and guys, remember?
Someone whose document is not broken can do it.
Is also not me. 150 silver pieces, 2 potions of healing, and a jade statuette of a frog with tiny golden orbs for eyes. It is worth 40 gold and can fit in a pocket or pouch.
Does it look like it has any sort of anthropology significance?
Make me a history check.
Okay. What
is that one? Intelligence. Okay.
That is a 16.
Plus?
That's 16. That 13 plus 3.
No.
Damn.
It's just a frog. For quick conversion, 1,700 copper pieces translate to 17 gold. And 150 silver translates to 15 gold.
Okay. It turns out the Phandelver notes thing is just broken itself.
Oh, what's broken about it?
I can't. It's not showing the full thing, and I can't scroll to the side to get to the rest of it.
Well, it's supposed to be like that.
So we can't actually see the entire document?
No, you're supposed to be able to scroll. I don't know why you can't. I can scroll fine.
But apparently Travis and I do not have scrolling privileges.
Have you tried using your trackpad instead of a mouse?
I started with the trackpad. The mouse came later.
Huh.
Oh.
If you touch
I know why. It's because the grid is considered a separate thing, so you have to select the grid first before you can scroll it side to side.
That's officially stupid.
Yeah, I agree. It was the only way to make it wide enough so all of your character details could fit on one screen.
So we got, I'm typing right now, we got the 22 gold and the jade frog.
Which is worth 40 gold.
With golden eyes.
Yeah. Also 2 potions of healing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's 0.
All right. I presume you then spend the next amount of time loading all the supplies back into the cart you came here in.
That would make sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Ride. You can ride on the puppy.
Hmm? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, we can have Ripper be the cart horse pull.
I refuse.
Never mind then.
I'm
not sure how he understood me, but... I was talking out of character, but you know.
Also, we already have oxen for
that. You've got 2 oxen for that. And 2 horses. You have too many pack animals.
I was more just saying that Marcus can ride the big baby now.
Marcus can ride on Ripper, yeah.
I think any of us can, but I'm not sure Ripper would let anyone other than Marcus ride on him.
For now.
Listen, Ripper will eat you.
I will watch. And I will not help you. But Nerissa is totally going to feed the big baby some of her rations.
Didn't we just let him eat the goblins?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. But Nerissa...
Listen, wolves can't tell when they're full. They'll just keep eating. I presume wargs are hungrier wolves.
Wolves can tell when they're full. I'm
not easily.
Pretty sure.
No, that's how they can go so long without food.
Ah, that might be true. Mostly because Nerissa wants to pet the big baby.
All right. Well, before you arrive in Phandalin, something extremely important happens.
Do we level up?
You do!
Yes!
Congratulations, you are now all level 2.
Yeah.
But that means that your health increases and you get more abilities.
I need to get my
Marcus, you have there should do you have a player's handbook, Marcus?
How many of us are actually getting our subclass now? Are any of you guys getting subclasses?
No, they
now?
All get theirs at level 3.
Ah, I'm the one who got it early.
Yeah, no. Also, Sinnott.
Is there
yeah.
a class that get level 2?
Yes, druids and wizards.
Okay.
Yes. I usually play a druid, hence why I was like, does anyone get it at level 2?
Yeah, because I know that most of them are either beforehand or at level 3.
I normally get. Most of my characters either get it at 2 or 3.
Okay. What does everyone get when they level up?
More.
More what? Oh, Travis, you get Jack of All Trades.
Ooh.
And now you get Song of Rest.
Yeah.
Jack of All Trades allows Travis to add his proficiency bonus, add half his proficiency bonus rounded down to any skill check he makes that he is not already proficient in.
Cool. I'm going to write that down because I'm going to forget that.
Yeah. Would it be... I'm trying to think if... just so we can continue like having an episode.
Uh-huh.
Would it be fine if we level up after we're done here?
We can level up now and then keep doing things. Mostly, I have a quick thing that I found weird. So I just got sorcery points, but I don't have any meta magic yet.
Correct. You can you've forgotten that you can use your sorcery points to turn them back into spell slots.
Yes, I can. Which means Nerissa gets more spell slots and more spells. Woo!
Yes. You also just get more spells.
Lucky of you.
You just get more spell slots. Wait, have you not looked at what the bard gets?
I was joking about her getting a bunch more spell slots.
It's one more
it's one
first
more
level
spell
slot.
Yeah, so you get that normally, and then you can convert 2 sorcery points into 1 first level spell.
Yeah. How many of those do I have? Hold
sorcery
on.
Sorcery points or first level spell slots?
Sorcery points.
2. It's equal to your level.
No, I'm second level. It's, well,
so
no.
It's 2.
2?
2.
Yeah. It's equal to your level.
Oh, right. Sorry, I was looking at the how to turn sorcery points into spell slots and got confused.
You know that spell slot level.
Yep, I was in the wrong thing. Oh dear, I need to go figure out whether I want the legacy version of spells or the new version. I'll decide that later.
Okay. Let's see. I get Eldritch Invocations. And I know 2 of them.
So this is a question because I think I already know the answer, but you obviously can't cast spells until you get unlock that the level of spell until you unlock that spell slot. I know I can't cast spells regardless because I don't have any spells. Second level spell slots, but I can't know them until I get the second level of spell slots, right?
Correct.
That was just more for my own just future knowledge compacting.
Cool.
How do I check what I get?
At second level?
Yeah.
I'll give you my player's handbook that I have in front of me.
Okay.
Once I decide which... I've figured out one of the 2 Eldritch Invocations I want to take. It's Agonizing Blast.
Hmm.
Deciding whether or not to take Armor of Shadows, because that would increase my armor class by 2 to 16.
Do you have any recommendations in terms of first level attack spells that's not...
Psychic?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Damn it. Mage armor would not actually increase my AC, so I'm going to go remove it.
It's 13 plus your dex mod.
I know.
What is your dex mod?
It's the same as my unarmored defense from Draconic Resilience.
Oh, cool.
That is why I was like, well, never mind then.
Should I take Beast Speech, allowing me to cast Speak with Animals at will? I probably shouldn't. I don't need it. Right, there's more invocations than what are just here. Give me a second. I've got to look online for the rest of the invocations.
There we go.
Why do I always think that invocations should be spelled with a K?
Quite a bit of dead air right now.
Sorry.
Which is why I was suggesting do this later and right. continue from
there. Well, actually, I want to mention something that Travis brought up during commercials. Travis said that when they're doing Bardic Inspiration, it's just calming forest noises.
Oh, yeah. I came up with the idea of, you weren't actually here, is that whenever he uses Bardic Inspiration, since the intent is obviously a bard is giving inspiration or saying something to like our allies to make them inspire or whatever. The intent is that for Quill, most of the time it's just something like bird noises, calming water like sounds. It's all that. Sometimes he does do calming bird sounds as for Vicious Mockery. You don't want to know what they're saying. Birds can be really, really mean.
Okay. So yeah, you all arrive in Phandalin.
This might have been a better time to do the commercials.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, now we know for the future that level up time is commercial time.
Yep.
All right. The rutted track emerges from a wooden hillside, and you cast your first glimpse of Phandalin. The town consists of 40 or 50 simple log buildings, some built on old fieldstone foundations, more old ruins, crumbling stone walls covered in ivy and briars, surround the newer houses and shops, surrounding how this must have been a much larger town in centuries past. Most of the newer buildings are set on the sides of the cart track, which winds into a muddy main street as it climbs toward a ruined manor house on a hillside at the east side of town. As you approach, you see children playing on the town green, and townsfolk tending to chores or running errands at the shops in town. Many people look up and smile as you approach, but all return to their business as you go by. So then, Sildar is going to direct you all to Barthen's Provisions, which is where you were tasked to take the supplies, as I pull you all to a new map.
Woo, new map.
Well, maps.
Indeed. Where is Barthen's Provisions? There it is. You should now be able to see where Barthen's Provisions is on the map.
We can, I think. I can, at least.
Yep, I see it on the map.
I don't want to put the
yep. in there.
All right. So then, what do you do when you get in town? Sildar suggests first stopping at Barthen's Provisions and then heading to the Stonehall Inn to find lodgings.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Works for me.
All right. You've also been told where the Lion Shield Coster is so that you may return the supplies you found.
Can you also indicate on the map where the sleepy place is?
I am working on it.
Great.
What's it called again?
I don't know.
The Stone Hall Inn.
This map feels weirdly familiar to me, but that's probably because I've run multiple campaigns that might have come through here.
Hmm.
Or used a very similar map. I cannot tell.
All right.
This is the place that gets glassed. At the end of here, there'd be gurblins.
Well, during one of the dragon, Ice Peak Dragon, or it was something along those lines.
I see.
I feel
Fun
like
spoilers,
I would use
everyone.
This map.
I see.
So, I might have to go back and look. That might All be interesting right. if I did.
Unfortunately, I cannot tell where there's a well.
I was thinking the same thing.
For those who are unaware, me and Ethan are referring to the podcast done by the McElroy brothers known as The Adventure Zone, its first season, which is great. If you like D&D and podcasts, highly, highly recommend at the very least that first season, if not the entire thing, because the other stuff is great. It's just the first season has its unique charm of being the first one.
Yeah, because they didn't know what they were doing. And
and so, yeah.
Yes. Literally my favorite story ever.
Any mentions of a Barry or a Blue Jeans in reference to Sidar is because they renamed him to that.
Yep. All right. So then. The well is out back of Barthen's provisions.
But there happened to be a mayor's house somewhere?
Yes, you would be directed to the town master's hall.
Is it this building?
Yes.
Yeah, I've definitely seen this map before.
Okay.
No way. D&D uses the same settings for different campaigns.
Whoa.
Unbelievable.
I mean, Throne of the Dragon Queen was like the first campaign after this one. After like the original Lost Mines of Phandelver, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Mostly this is because
you're not asking people who would know.
Mostly this knowledge comes from the fact that I am a DM other times. Not this semester so far, though, but after the engagement fair, which is on the 18th?
Yeah, on the 18th.
On the 18th. Woo. I might be DMing again. We'll see.
I hope not, because I enjoy having you as a player, but...
Aw, thank you.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Let me show you where you actually enter the town from. As you've entered the town from the north, as you can see by this thing that says Two Tribe War Trail, which is where you came from.
Real quick question about leveling up is that this is just on the wiki, so I don't know what it's from, but there is a optional magical inspiration, which basically just means that a person with the it can add the inspiration die to an attack or hit points restoration.
I'll have to check that out later.
Okay.
After we're not on the air anymore.
That's what I assumed.
Yeah. All right. So of the places you've been, you can go right now. Someone make a decision. I'm begging you.
Oh, by the way, we have 15 minutes left.
Yes, that's why I want you to make a decision.
I was about to say the same thing.
Well, we need to drop off the provisions and the cloister stuff, so pick one. Lion Shield's one. Barthen's provisions is two. Somebody,
I mean, Barthen's provisions is like right
inside the town. Oh, then we'll do Barthen's provision and on our way to the... Then we'll do the Lion Shield cloister...
Coster.
Language is fun. And then the Stonehill Inn. There you go. Mm-hmm. Decision made.
Will. Great.
Yes. Makes sense that we would go to the closer place first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where the heck is the description of this place? I see. I found the description of it. Barthen's Provisions is the biggest trading post in Phandalin. It stocks most ordinary goods and supplies, including backracks, bedrolls, rope, and rations. The place is open from sunup to sundown. Let's see. The proprietor is Elmina Barthen, a young human woman with a kindly manner. Yeah. She employs a couple of clerks, Andir and Thistle, who help load and unload wagons, and who wait on customers when Elmina isn't around. Seeing you pull in with the supplies, she is overjoyed and goes up and thanks each one of you. And you then are then everyone is paid 10 gold each.
Yeah. Woot woot.
Please mark that on your sheet somewhere.
I have marked it.
Good.
Not necessarily, Avi. I might DM again. It depends on how many new people we get and whether or not we need more DMs. Because that is the controlling thing right now.
Yep. The more controlling thing is space.
Yes.
The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Star Trek, and I'm going to stop.
Yeah, that's a good place to stop.
Yeah.
So were you going to say the Star Trek Enterprise?
That's exactly what I said. I said space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the members of the voyagers of the Star Trek Enterprise. I didn't maybe say it. I did say it.
Yeah, that's what it's called, Travis.
The question is, depending on how many people we get, it's gonna make trying to fit groups in entertaining, to say the least.
That's why space is the most limiting factor.
Yes, because though we can take over the coffee house, which is the important thing.
Yes, and rule it with an iron fist. Anyways, where do you head now?
The plan was to drop off the Lion Shield stuff next, and then go to the inn for the night.
All right.
Cause I want a nap. Mm-hmm. And we are getting close to the 10-minute mark.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who doesn't?
All right. When you arrive at the Lion Shield Coster, you are approached by this woman. Well, I have a picture to show everyone in person. Sorry, listeners. How would you describe her?
I can't really see her to do the describing.
Okay,
hold on.
Then I'll just post a picture. Give me a sec. No, I'll just okay.
Thank you. No idea, but I like her name. She's interesting. I like her clothes. They are cute. That doesn't help any listeners, but it's still fun.
Her name is Linen Greywind. And she's very grateful for you for the help. And gives the entire party a total of 50 gold.
50 gold to split between the five of us? Or
yes.
Do we need to... Okay.
Okay.
Let's just take 10 each then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly, the confusion was whether or not we needed to pay what's-his-face.
Sildar, no. Sildar is going to say to you, "All right, let us retire for the evening, and in the morning we shall continue, I shall continue my search for Iarno."
Could you give us a reminder on who that is again?
Yes, he's a fellow member of the Lord's Alliance who was sent here to oversee Phandalin, and I have been sent to find what has happened to him, as he has disappeared and not responded.
And then we also need to find the Rock Seeker.
Yes, that's Gundren?
Yes, Gundren.
Yes.
I think we might want to focus on finding the dwarf first because of we got previous information saying that there are
Zentarum?
Yes.
I don't believe...
The spider.
The black spider.
Yes. Maybe
okay.
It's the...
That's different.
I thought it was a Zentarum.
No, that's a whole different thing.
Wanted to get the dwarf, and they're, you know, being held captive by a goblin king, which kind of needs to be dealt with anyway for reasons.
If I remember so, that was our job. Sildar was going on his own. To find his ally.
Yes, but he was hired as a guard for said dwarf. So he needs to finish the guarding of the dwarf. So that's a little higher priority right now.
Sinat is going to say, "I believe that we can help this town, and in doing so they will help us."
And also, I have a sneaking suspicion that his... I can't remember names. Wow, that's bad. No, not the dwarf.
Iarno.
Yeah, I have a sneaking suspicion he's in the same spot as our rock seeker.
Very well. Hmm. Shall we adjourn for the night?
Yes.
Sure.
I need to get the blood out of my hair, says Narissa.
All right. You retire to the Stone Hill Inn. In the center of town, opposite the town green, stands a large, newly built roadhouse of fieldstone and rough-hewn timbers. The common room is filled with locals nursing mugs of ale or cider, all of them eyeing you with curiosity. It currently has 5 of its 6 rooms free.
How much per night?
1 second. I believe Sildar was going to...
Narissa says she's getting her own room.
Yeah, there's 5 rooms, so everyone gets 1.
Well, what about our...
Sildar says, I am in the 6th.
Great. Well, mostly because the reason I wasn't sure whether everyone was getting their own room is because of cost.
Question, is Ripper going to be staying with you, Bazdar, or staying outside?
Are we allowed to leave him in the stables?
Yeah.
My feeling is, if you can get the big puppy up the stairs, the big puppy sleeps with you in your room.
Yeah, that's what I was... That was my thinking, is if...
Also, tomorrow morning, should we get, identification for him? Not necessarily a collar, but something so people can tell that he is not a wild, ferocious creature that will attack them. Something, I don't know.
Maybe.
That's saying he won't necessarily just attack them for fun.
Well, it seems like he'll obey Bazadar.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, then. So, yes, he's going to stay in your room, and let me see. I believe that the room is being paid for by Sildar.
Nice.
Grand. Mm-hmm. Narissa's going to go take a bath before she gets dinner.
Wonderful. All right, then. I believe that will do it for us tonight. Thank you very much for coming, everyone.
Thanks for listening in, friends and family.
Yep. Yep. And once again, this has been... Right, you are listening on WLMC, Landmark College Radio, here in Putney, Vermont. And once again, and I've been Marcus, a.k.a. Bazhadar.
I've been Travis as Quill.
I have been Rosie, like usual, I guess, as Narissa.
I have been Ethan as Boomy.
Daniel.
And I have been Daniel as Sinnott and everyone else.
Yeah.
And not
the
DM.
And the DM. That's the DM's job. Good
as
night.
As everything. Daniel has been as everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Sildar's not specifically protecting Gundren. They were just traveling together.